Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again for a beautiful show today. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, because this show is for you and about you. For those of you that work hard, but you're tired of working so hard for money, you're ready for money to start working harder for you so you don't have to work so hard for money. You want to create a ripple effect through people's lives, through your family, and through a community across the world, because you know that by doing what you do every day, by being able to live your full purpose, you can actually make an impact for the world, for a greater place. And wouldn't it be great for this place, with all of us, if we were actually free? Wouldn't that be awesome? Hey, as a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There's great blogs on there. And also, keep listening to our podcast. Keep tuning in. Hey, if you've already listened to some of these shows recently, go back and listen to some more. There's so much good content in here that I can't even reference it all. You know, that's why I just do the best of at the end of the year to say, here's a few highlights. But there's so many good ones that it's fantastic. So again, thanks for sharing it as well. You know, today I want to talk about that ripple effect you guys are creating, specifically about why you should want to be rich. And it's funny, because it's kind of a taboo thing out there. I mean, there's people that say that they want money, but they're always perceived as being greedy. They're always perceived as being these, you know, crazy gambler type dreamer, you know, types, you know, those people that have dollar signs in their eyes and they're just about the money. They're not about the people and that kind of thing. But you know what? I want to kind of bring a different perspective to that, because I believe that everyone should want to be rich, and not just rich, wealthy. And when I say wealthy, I mean not just money rich, but I mean like you're rich in all areas of your life, rich with relationships, you're rich with your health. Because what good is money if you don't have your health, right? You know, you're emotionally and spiritually in tune as well. And so you're just happy. And money doesn't, we know that money doesn't bring happiness. I get that. That's not the reason why you should want to be rich. But when you have more money, especially when you're free, it's not about the amount of money you have either. If you've learned anything from the show, it's not about accumulating money. It's about how you create cash flow. Because cash flow creates options in your life that allows you to have freedom. When you know you have more than enough each month to take care of your own expenses, that's a great place to be. And heck, let's admit it. Even if you've got an extra $5,000, $10,000 a month that you have, that's a pretty dang good place to be, isn't it? You know, even a few $1,000s a month more than what you need, that opens up options for you, doesn't it? And that's one of the beautiful things, is that when I talk about being rich, I don't necessarily mean you have to have millions of dollars sitting in a bank account. Heck, being rich could mean that, hey, maybe you've got thousands and thousands of dollars in a bank account, but you've got money working for you, or you've got your businesses work for you, or all the above working for you, in a way that allows you the freedom to look beyond yourself, to look beyond your own needs. You know, it's interesting. If you look at really the people that obsess about money the most, it's often the people that don't have any, the people that feel like they don't have enough money, right? It's the people that obviously think that can't even make it day to day. And I get it. I've been there. If anybody thinks I'm being a judgmental jerk, hey, if you've listened to this show enough, you know that I've been through some hard times, harder times than many people even have realized. You know, I've been the person that's gone out in the middle of the night to pick up change out in 20, 25 degree weather, you know, picking up change out of drive-through windows just to try to have a little extra cash. I'm the guy that actually had been in the hole $16,000 a month at another time in my life, where I was $1 million in debt. Some people don't even know what it's like to have $1 million of debt at all, right? You know, I was over $1 million indebted, and had to battle back from that, not to mention the emotional battle I had to deal with of my own personal integrity, and the fact that I had family members and friends, people that kind of abandoned me, people that actually thought, hey, Chris, you should go back and get a job. Chris, you should go back and, you know, you should go, you know, go back to college and get a degree and all that kind of stuff, right? All those things that I had to go through through all this time. So don't think I haven't had a rough time. You know, the truth is that I've been through all kinds of crap, and I can't judge people for that. But I can tell you that the time I obsessed the most about money, the times that kept me up at night, is when I didn't have enough, when I didn't know how to make ends meet. That's when people consume about money the most, and that's when it's hardest to think about anybody else but yourself or your family. You might think you're being a very selfless person by thinking about your family, how to take care of them, but in truth, you're really being selfish. And I get it. You are self-centered because you're thinking about how to take care of your own family's needs. The beautiful thing is, if you can be rich, if you can be in a place that even, not having tons of money parked on the sidelines, that's not it. That doesn't make you rich. But when you got more than enough money coming in, it opens up your options and opens up your eyes to other possibilities. You start to ask yourself a little deeper question, saying, you know what? What is my life really about? Like, what am I really about? What's my purpose here? What can I do that's more fulfilling? What can I do that actually makes an impact in people's lives? You start to ask different questions. By the way, the key to getting here faster is asking these questions before you get there. Because if you know the answer to that, I love what Steve Jobs says, is that when you have a vision, it doesn't have to push you. It actually pulls you. A vision will pull you to the direction that you're trying to go. And when you have a clear vision of what you want or what you're about or what you want to be about, even if you don't know exactly what that looks like, that vision will pull you faster to your goals. You will notice you will achieve it faster when you get clearer and clearer on that image that you need to hold in your mind. And when you start to really look at your life and say, what is it really about? This is when you start to be about serving other people. I mean, do you really think that guys like Warren Buffett just want more money? I mean, for what purpose? I mean, if you look at some of the people, like even like Jeff Bezos and people like that, I mean, they've got money. They've got money. They got plenty of it. You have to, at that point, and I know because I've seen that place for me, is you get to that point, you say, well, what is my life really about? What do I want to be about? For me, I'm doing it right now in this moment as I'm talking to you. That's what I wanted my life to be about. At first, it wasn't just about my kids and saying, like, how can I leave something that is, you know, I can leave as a mark or of my knowledge, even if I'm not around. If I happen to die young or something like that, at least I have something I've left behind, right? But then it became about you guys. It became about something much, much more, something much greater. It became about, what kind of legacy do I want to leave behind? What do I want my life to be about? And as I start to look at this, I really love the fact that I can create that ripple effect through your guys' lives. And that's what drives me. And by the way, that's what drives me to say, hey, you know what? More money allows me to do that. Because money, I'll tell you, money doesn't corrupt you. Money doesn't make you any better or any worse. Money just magnifies who you already are. Money is a magnifier of your soul. If you can understand that money only makes you more of who you already are, you'll realize, wait, I need to work on me. I need to work on like what I'm about. Because if I'm selfish with no money or less money, then I'm going to be even more selfish when it comes with more money. You're going to hoard it. You're going to hold on to it. Or you're going to spend it frivolously so that nobody else can use it but you, right? I mean, that's what it's going to be. Now, there's also the other side of things. If you tend to be somebody who feels guilty about having money, and this is why I'm doing this show specifically for some of you guys. If you feel like it, you feel guilty that you have more while others have less. Well, guess what happens when you have more money? That guilt just builds. There are people, and I've watched there's even been documentaries. I wish I could remember some of the names of them, but I remember there's a documentary about a kid that inherited wealth. He was like a third generation, you know, of billionaires, right? And he was like, I'm totally rejecting the capitalist philosophy and everything else. And the funny thing is he would go talk to people, and I wish I remembered who he talked to. I can't remember if it was Buffett or somebody else, but he kind of looked at him like he was an idiot and just kind of said, you know, hey, you spoiled rich kid. You don't even know what life is like. You don't know what it's like to create this, you know, what it took to even create the money that's there and what that allows you to do, you know. And of course, the kid was feeling guilty about having more. He's like, we should just give it all away. Listen, the reason why you don't want to just give money away, and I did a show on this before about charities, right? You don't want to just give money away because it's about stewardship. If you give money to somebody who doesn't know how to be a wise steward over a little bit of resource, give them a lot. And it's just like, it's seriously like throwing water on the Sahara. It's like, oh, never mind. It just evaporated before it hit the ground, right? That's what it's like when you give money that's not a wise steward to that person. This is why I love when people have to kind of struggle to create their own money. Now, I'm not saying you can't get creative and utilize other people's money, because we've already done a show on that. But what I am saying is it's much more fun. You know, it's much more fun when you can actually say, hey, I know how to build this. I was able to up level and upgrade along the way. I was able to be okay with some. You know, I've noticed that some of the best ways to prosper is to prosper by degrees, not just to get all your blessings at once, right? Not to get all that money at once, not like a lottery winner who gets all that money and then doesn't know what to do with it. We already know that the evidence has shown, that the experience has shown, that these people lose the money, right? So that's not what you should be doing. You should want to be rich in a way that allows you to grow with it. You grow with your money. And as you grow with that money, what that allows you to do is become a better steward to be able to create more with it. You become a creator, not a consumer of that money. You become somebody who's about actually producing and creating value for other people, about serving people, about solving problems. You know, I even though I don't always agree with certain billionaires out there, I love the fact that there's billionaires out there trying to innovate and create. You got guys like, you know, we got guys like Jeff Bezos, right? Like, you know, where he's trying to create all kinds of things and even ways to deliver and ship and stores and things like that in the retail market. I mean, you've got like Tesla, right? I mean, you got guys like him. I mean, you've got all these kind of things out there, you know, these people out there trying to innovate and create something new, not because they need more money, but because it drives them. And guys, you got to find out what drives you. What is it that drives you? What allows you to feel lit up, right? What fires you up? What gets you to want to get out of bed every day? Because I can promise you, if you get to that point where, hey, I'm financially independent, I don't have to work anymore, you'll get to this scary place of saying, well, what am I going to do with my life? And I've been there. I've been to that decision a couple times in my life. It's like, what is my life really about? I can just keep taking care of my family. I can keep just consuming and being, you know, just making money, or I could do something more. And guys, the way to solve those problems is to have more and utilize more to increase more. Because although money doesn't give you power, money is a great way to help amplify anything you're trying to create. You know, I love when I see people. I mean, I love people like Oprah Winfrey. I mean, how she tries to use her wealth. I mean, she doesn't just try to give it away. I mean, and now granted, she does donate a lot of money, right? But it's not just about that. She tried to increase her message, her outreach. She's become one of the most influential people in the world, not because she was the best news anchor, which obviously she wasn't, because she got canned from that job. It wasn't like she was the best show host, although she did a great job there. But she was about something more. And she was about creating something more. She was looking about that personal power and developing herself first. She's also married to a guy who talks about that a lot too. So that helps. They're kind of a power couple together. Funny thing is, he's kind of the silent partner while she's the one that gets all the accolades. But the truth is, she's an amazing woman, right? She can create more because of it. And guys, if you want, I remember the owner of, I remember my first mentor I ever had, right? The first guy I ever hired to coach me in my business. This is back when I was a financial advisor. And he told me, he said that he went and talked to the former CEO of JCPenney's. This is back in the 60s. And my mentor, he was a younger guy at that time. He's now since passed on. He's no longer alive. But you know, he was a younger man at that time. He was in the prime of his life. And he told this owner of JCPenney's, he said, hey, I want to go into politics because I want to change the world. And the thing is, this guy taught lots of different things, but this is the only thing I remember him teaching me. The only quote I remember from him is what the guy from JCPenney's told him. He says, listen, you can go into politics, but if you want to change the world, don't go into politics, go into business. And I thought it was an interesting point. And when I started to think about that, it made perfect sense. There's a lot of people that try to go into politics and they want to enact or change laws, right? They want to make a difference. But the real game changers out there, and again, nothing against our politicians, they do great work, right? But the real game changers that do make a humongous difference, in fact, the ones that we know pull the strings on Capitol Hill anyways, right, is big business. It's people that have money. Now, you might be afraid of some of those people that actually have big money, that have their own ulterior motives, that aren't the best in the best interest of us, are they? We already know that. We already know it's already invaded like things like the pharmaceutical industry. We've seen it invade banks and financial institutions. I talk about that a lot in this show. We've seen big business, you know, oil and gas, you know, even in some ways there. I mean, there's all kinds of things that have been influencing our politics and providing favors for certain people. So the question is okay, if you want to make a change in the world, you can either gripe and moan about it and post about it on Facebook and post all these shares from different sites that are legit or not. Or you can do something about it by becoming free yourself. Because when you liberate yourself, you have the ability to help others be liberated too. This is what I'm trying to do for you guys as well, is help you guys liberate yourselves. And that freedom isn't, like I said, sitting in a bank account. That freedom is about what you can create on a month-to-month basis. What is it allows you to open up options. It allows you that freedom to do more and be more. And heck, I think there's a lot of you that are good-hearted, great people that need to be seen more, that need to have that influence more in people's lives. And I know if you're listening to the show, you probably are that good-hearted person, because I know the type of people I attract in my life are those kind of people. People that are sincere, they're genuine, and that they actually want to make a difference in people's lives. This show isn't about posers and fakers and people that are trying to, you know, create just whatever kind of crap out there. You know, just trying to be seen for their own glory and their own ego. That's not what this is about. You guys are actually genuine people that want to first benefit your life. You're looking for something to benefit you, which is why you're listening to this show right now. But secondly, you know that you have something to give too. And when you have more money, imagine the influence and the impact you can have when you do that. Now, you can do this throughout the way. You don't have to be rich to make an impact to people's lives. You can impact people's lives one by one by one. And by the way, that's some of my favorite things to do. I don't necessarily speak to the masses. I am not speaking to the masses at all. I'm speaking to those few. I'm speaking to those few people like you that want something different, that don't want a status quo, that don't want mediocrity in their life. They don't want to get everything that everybody else has got. You want something different. You want something more. You want your life to be about something that has purpose and meaning and real value. And that is what we're about. That is the ripple effect we're creating. That's what makes us ripplers, because we're all trying to create our own ripple effect in people's lives. Big, small, you know, in the one by one or to the masses, it doesn't matter. The fact is that we're trying to create that change. And what better way to do that than to have more money? It's not that the money gives you the power. Money just creates more options. Money is an accelerant. It allows you to get there faster. It does open up options, allows you more influence. Hey, I just said that this show cost me $40 a month, right? You know, hey, if I didn't have $40 a month, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now, would you? That's true. And actually, maybe it's a little bit more than $40 a month if you consider everything. But in truth, it doesn't take that much. You know, there's people, there's masterminds I've been able to get to that, hey, I'll spend, you know, tens of thousands a year to be a part of those groups. But it allows me to influence people's lives for the better because of it. That's the point, is that what does it allow us to do? What kind of ripple effect does it allow us to create? So I hope all of you, I hope that you get rid of any kind of guilt maybe associated with money, to not even worry about that and say, no, I want to be rich because I know that money in my hands can be a good thing. And I'm doing everything I can in my power right now to become a better and better and wiser steward to ensure that my money has impact. And that is the real power behind money, is how do we create more impact in people's lives and in the world around us? It starts with us, create a ripple effect within ourselves and our family, then expands to our community, and then eventually across the world. And that is the ripple effect I want to see. I want to see a ripple effect of freedom and prosperity, not just of money, but of people free. People that aren't bound and self-centered because of the money, but that can open their eyes and actually look up and look around and say, wait, I don't have to keep looking at what money I don't have. I can actually take some time, take a breath, and look around me and see what's available, what I can do to impact change. Guys, that is the kind of world I want. Especially when people are living purpose, they're using their gifts and their abilities and their talents in the service of others, that blesses all of our lives. And that is possible because you guys, the more money you make, the more rich you become, the more impact you can have in people's lives. So I hope you not only make a wonderful, prosperous week, but I hope that you make this an amazingly free and prosperous life. And I hope you have a wonderful day. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.